COVID spreading, poverty rising, rich get richer, fight for socialism. I say Priya, there are many crises facing workers and young people. The health crisis, with our NHS stretched to breaking point, pay cuts, job losses, and poverty. We have heard many times from Boris Johnson and other right-wing politicians that we are all in this together. But are we? Throughout the pandemic, it has been one rule for them, and another for us. As parents, we have had to fight for food for our children. As workers, we have had to fight for health and safety in our workplaces. As young people, we see our future destroyed before our eyes. We have watched MPs allow themselves to claim up to £10,000 for working at home, while the rest of us got a 20% pay cut, and public sector workers a pay freeze. The misery of the pandemic clearly isn't universal. Oxfam calculates that the combined wealth of the 10 wealthiest men in the world increased by £400 billion from mid-March to the end of 2020, more than enough to vaccinate everyone in the world against COVID and reverse the increase in poverty it has caused. The total wealth of billionaires hit £8.8 trillion in December, the same amount the G20 governments have spent on COVID recovery. The COVID-19 pandemic has graphically exposed the class inequality that exists within capitalism. By 2030, without drastic action, half a billion more people than at the start of the pandemic could be living in poverty, living on less than £4 a day. An urgent fight back is needed to save our lives and livelihoods. We should not be punished for the actions and policies of pro-big business governments and the greed of profit-driven multinational companies. Take the wealth from the 1% and reinvest it into funding our healthcare, public services and decent jobs, and pay for all. Fight for a socialist alternative to the capitalist profit system,